When Jennifer walked down the street toward Max, he couldn't help but notice she was wearing the exact same outfit she'd had on the night before. Generally speaking, he was not the type of guy to pay such specific attention to what a woman was wearing, but this was a noticeable creation. Through the plate glass windows of the cafe, he spied her dark wine-colored satin corset, fastened over a white peasant blouse, and a short, flirty black and red velvet skirt. Her black fishnets were noticeably ripped, and her boots had high, spiky heels. This was not your average coffee bar attire, nor was it your average 5 a.m. attire. Not unless you're doing the walk of shame. He started to laugh under his breath as she entered the shop. Jennifer didn't even look his way. With her head held high, she strode behind the counter, heels click-clacking on the tiled floor, and tied one of the little black-and-white aprons around her slender waist. 5 a.m. is early to most people, but to a coffee shop crew, Jennifer was actually a half hour late. Max had covered for her, starting the various jobs that she did by his side on a daily basis. Without a word, she began the normal prep routine, turning on machines, checking supplies. He noted when she bent down to look in one of the low mini refrigerators that her skirt was torn in the back. Three sterling safety pins held the fabric together, gleaming under the lights. He blinked, knowing exactly what it would take to rip the fabric like that. He could imagine tearing the skirt, shredding the back along the seam. He could almost hear the sound of the fabric giving way, a small shriek of submission from both the skirt and the girl wearing the skirt. Jennifer turned around suddenly, catching him staring, obviously lost in his filthy thoughts. Her ivy-green eyes narrowed, and he felt himself blush. Without a word, she stood and moved past him, and when she did, she made sure her hip brushed his growing erection. He had to suck in his breath to avoid moaning. "Some night, huh?" Max managed to choke out as she moved past. "Straight out of an X-rated movie," she said, flicking on the various devices that would soon fill the shop with the aroma of rich, dark coffee.